Today, Body and Mind welcomes Louis Franco to our platform. Louis Franco, international teacher and healer, he has lived, traveled, and offered seminars in many parts of the world for more than 33 years. He is an international modern gypsy, practical maverick, often disguised as a yuppie, surrogate parent, explorer and teacher of the art of teaching, descendant and custodian of multiple bloodlines, each of a rich, complex cultural inheritance. Welcome, Louis.
Thank you, Taryn. That's
Shoot.
what an introduction, yes.
Yes, it was. Wow. Well, tell us about yourself. You're a very interesting individual, Louis.
Well, as a bigger picture in my life, you could say I see myself as a full-time student. And who am I? We change, we change. But you have those life-changing moments in your life. And for most people, I feel it's around, experiences in life, love, death. And when I was younger, I read quite a few books of Lawrence van der Post. I don't know if you've read any of his books, but he talked a lot about nature and, that as, if we were to lose nature, we'd lose our spirit because, nature shows us so much of what's going on within us and in the world. Those life-changing things, I went back and looked at a lot of my life, and it was sort of, you could say, the romances. I remember when I was 18 months old, I fell in love with the moon. My
18
grandmother kept
months.
coming, yes, my grandmother kept coming in and said, "Go back to bed now." And when she'd come back in the room, I'd be up in the cot staring at the moon, the full moon. So I feel that
Wow.
that was a life-changing moment, but I forgot it for many years. But I had a great mother because she had this incredible love of nature. She never killed anything, She'd find a puff adder on her veranda and shoot it off, So I feel that's quite key in, ending up teaching and working with people. And then when we were chatting before, I mentioned to you that I had a near-death experience in martial art many years ago. Now, I was in an instructor's class, and you train and you're supposed to tap out when you're in a stranglehold. And I remember I didn't tap out, and then sort of to cut a long story short, I found myself on the ceiling watching them trying to revive me. And there was no thinking, it was just a knowing. And the knowing was, I don't want to come back. It's so nice here.
Shush.
And then I remember the next knowing was, I feel I've got a few more things to do. And the instructors were frantically trying to revive me. But the moment I had that thought that I've got a few more things to do, I was back in my body. And of course, they were very worried. It's a very challenging situation for a martial art instructor. But I remember in the next year, everything changed. I left martial art behind and went into teaching. Ah, you got a doggy?
Yes, we have two Dobermans. They are just absolutely precious.
Good. This will be good if they don't get my dog started. I've got two little ones,
They
They
say
actually tra
try.
yeah, they travel everywhere with me and they go on all the seminars, so they're highly evolved.
Oh, that's very special. You're very privileged.
Yeah, they're just bundles of love. And the other life-changing moment was breaking my knee in Aikido. An instructor broke it, you could say on purpose, by accident, who knows? But I ended up healing it within 2 weeks, just using a simple visualization technique. And at that time, I didn't believe in energy, didn't believe in, that you could heal yourself, And over a period of 5, 6 years, I just developed those healing abilities and ended up teaching healing as well. So,
Shush. So,
you
Louis,
have
did that,
those
I'm
moments.
sorry to
No, it's
interrupt,
okay.
but is that where your adventure healing came about, where this adventure healing system came through?
Well, I started going to quite a few seminars, and there are many people teaching so many different healing modalities now, and it's always good to learn as much as you can, but in the end, work to develop your own way. So, two of the main teachers I worked with was an old guru called Patrick Desplus. He died quite a few years ago. And then there was a Tibetan Lama called Cyril, who lived, he actually lived in Australia. And both of them were amazing healers. And, you know, they taught a lot of basic, you could say, systems of what's magnetic, what's electrical in the body, what's the conscious, the unconscious, all the correspondences. You know, the body's got so many correspondences in it, from the palms, kinesiology, the feet, the irises of the eye, the ears, and then corresponding with the chakras. So your body's amazing living library for what's going on, you know, in the moment. Anyway, so I use some of their techniques, and, you know, you just pick up new stuff as you go, because consciousness is constantly changing and evolving.
Yes, yes. So is that, when you talk about your adventure learning programs, is that what you teach?
Well, you could say there's a big picture behind that. It's a little bit symbolic, but it's also how it works. So when I look at adventure, adventure is made up of three keystones of life. You know, when you do some work on yourself, at some point you get to a little thing at the right at the bottom called the keystone. And when you pull that keystone, your whole world crumbles. Your whole way of being crumbles. And you start with, you could say, you put in place a whole new keystone for living life. You know, it's moments where you set a new boundary, where you learn to say no or whatever to life. Mm-hmm. So the three keystones that make up adventure, you could say, is a little triangle, a triangle of love, life, and freedom. Mm-hmm. Now, I can talk about each one of those, obviously, for a few days.
Wow.
But you could say that little triangle forms, you could say, a three-sided pyramid. And at the apex of the pyramid is adventure. So love, life, and freedom work together. You see, you cannot have life without living, without having more love, having more freedom. You cannot be free without experiencing more love, life out of life. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that kind of makes sense to you. But you see, people talk about conditional, unconditional love. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, if you have any kind of conditional love, then it's not love, because it's not free. So anyway, right. you know, when I talk about love, it's usually around the concept that love is a force. And it's said it's the greatest force in the universe. And when you talk about a force does work. So when we look at love, what is the work that the force that is love is doing? And, you know, it's really simple. It's busy bringing us together. It's like, you could say, a magnetic attraction. But magnets can attract or repel. So if you're aligned with this force that is love, if you've love in your heart and you're allowing, you have no judgment, you know, people are attracted to you. Now, what happens is, in the intimacy between you and someone else, the attraction brings you together. You see this beautiful spiritual being, this perfect spiritual being, and you fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. But then you get drawn to that person, and in the intimacy, you know, all the dark stuff surfaces. Jealousy, you know, angers, etc. So you could say it's an opportunity to resolve that dark side within you, you know, when you get drawn to someone. If you don't resolve it, you get repelled from the person with the same gusto, the force that is love repels you. And then you go off and find someone else and you repeat the same thing over and over. So love is the force that's bringing us together so that we can eventually, you could say, achieve the oneness. All right? Mm-hmm. But there's, you could say, all analogies break down. So it does this work, but the force that is love is actually doing something more. It's not bringing us together because we are already one. But what it's doing is it's bringing us to the realization that we already won. So anyway, what I'm saying, you can say, what's the purpose of love? Well, for each of us, it's not to love others, but it's to feel the love in our own hearts. And our purpose of loving others is to make it safe for others to feel the love in their hearts. Now, you know, I could explain that much more, but we have limited time here, so.
I like that concept. Wow, you've really taught me a lot today, Louis, in our short, gosh, we've only been chatting for 10 minutes, and I'm in awe with the information you have. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So do you have any courses coming up, or when are your next seminars, and how can our listeners contact you for more information?
We've got some world seminars coming up. Every year we have a set of world seminars. And this year they're in the Western Cape. We've got The Call, which is about what I call the third initiation. And then we've got two transformation courses called Metamorphosis and Magical Beings.
Mm-hmm.
But adventure is the key, you know, the adventure of life and celebrating life. And yeah, so,
mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you many stories about that, but as you say, we've got limited time.
We will definitely be chatting more, and I'm pretty sure our listeners will be interested in learning more information. Louis, could you give us your contact details?
Sure.
We can finish off.
Yeah, thank you, Taryn. Simply, it's Louis Franco WTE on Facebook, Louis Franco WTE, or a simple number, 076-383-4151, a contact number. Shall I repeat that?
No, that should be fine. Thank you so much, Louis. I really appreciate the time together.
And I tell you, Body and Mind are doing a great job. I love your publication. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. We do the best we can. You know, we're bringing together this amazing community, and we work with wonderful people. We're so privileged and blessed. So thank you.
I've known about you for years, and it's always been good stuff.
Oh, divine. I'll tell Tracy. She'll love that.
Awesome.
Well, okay, thank you so much. We look forward to a fabulous relationship, and we wish you all the best, Louis.
Cool.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.